House, please come to order. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. Madam Clerk?
25 members present. 26.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that... First of all, may the General reflect that Representative LeDoux has been previously excused from the call of the House today. Well, that's a real tongue twister. I'm going to have to figure out a better way of that one. And, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Representative Coring and Wilson be excused from call of the House today until 7 p.m. plain time Wednesday, January 18th.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation today is the Reverend George Solides of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. Members, please rise for the invocation.
With deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, I invite you into a time of prayerful reflection. O good, gracious, and giving God, we give you thanks for this new day, a gift we did not earn by our own strength. We give thanks for our place and participation in the life of this great land and the part we play in shaping the tomorrows of our state. In the exercise of our strength to solve the pressing needs of our present day, help us also to allow the time and space for dreams. Keep us mindful, O Lord, that the blessings we enjoy today were once dreams, often thought impossible by most, held patiently or with passion in the hearts of those who served this house in their own day. And to these public servants, upon whom so much responsibility is placed, pour a special measure of thy grace, the means to keep this house a place of hope in our own day, for every person in every condition of life who calls this state their home. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Representative Samuels, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, that beautiful prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th legislative days be certified as approved by the chief clerk. I'll be approved as certified by the chief clerk. I'll get this job right.
Keep working at it. You're doing fine. Without objection, then, the journal for the previous legislative days will be certified as presented by the chief clerk. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to draw the body's attention to the Taylor Gallery, and I'd like to poach from District 2 this morning. And these are some special people that are going to be addressing us in the Hess Committee this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I'd invite members there for that. With us is Susan Ulmer. She's the Executive Director of the Petersburg Mental Health Services. And Jessica Harrison, who is a full-time clinician there, and Kim Kilkenny, who is a chemical dependency counselor. And then we also have several special students clients down there. Michael Bozeman, he came to Petersburg Mental Health when he thought he was stuck with another dumb counselor and found that it's been very successful in his life. And we have Mike Biggers, who's also working there, and he's following through with very effective treatment, and Jessica Green. And these three young people will be giving us a presentation special presentation that they've, a video that they've made in Hess or for showing the effectiveness of the program and in their lives, and I would invite, again, members to join us in the Hess Committee for this presentation by them. So please help me welcome these folks from Peterdrick.
Are there other guests for introduction this morning? Representing Moses? No guests? Madam Clerk, are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any messages from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
Received from the Department of Administration, Office of the Commissioner, the monetary terms of agreement between the state and certified nurse aides and assisted living aides, as well as the monetary terms of agreement between the state and the International Organization of Masters, Mates, and Pilots Association and the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association.
Those will be referred to the Finance Committee.
Also received from the Department of Administration, the Office of the Commissioner, the Cost Containment Measures Report, the Public Defender Agency, and the Office of Public Advocacy, and from the Department of Health and Social Services, Office of the Commissioner, the Developmental Disabilities Waiting List Report, and received the following audit reports: Department of Military and Veterans Affairs and Department of Administration, Alaska Land Mobile Radio Project, and Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Sunset Review, from the Alaska Court System, Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association Sunset Review. There are no further communications.
Any reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
How about reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports today.
Do we have any resolutions or citations to be introduced this morning?
Citation honoring Red Boucher on his 85th birthday by Representatives Stoltz and Foster. Honoring Southeast Alaska Marine Pilots Association by Representative Wyrock and Kurtula and Senator Elton. Honoring Chugiak High School Wrestling, a proud tradition, by Representatives Stoltz, Dahlstrom, and Kott, and Senators Huggins and Dyson. Honoring the Wainwright Search and Rescue Heroes by Representative Jewell. Honoring Sally Donaldson, Alaska Counselor of the Year, by Senator Elton and Representatives Kurtula and Wyrock. Honoring Robert N. Jacobson, Junior Achievement 2006 Laureate, by Senator Elton and Representatives Kurtula and Wyrock. In Memoriam Barbara T. Walker by Representatives Wyrock, Kurtula, and Senator Elton. In Memoriam Marcy White by Representative Harris. House Concurrent Resolution 26 by Representative Coring, declaring February 6, 2006, Ronald Reagan Day in Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'd be referred to the State Affairs Committee. Falling asleep over here.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Brings us down to bills for introduction. Are there any bills to be introduced this morning?
House Bill 373 by Representative Meyer, entitled An Act Relating to the Manufacture and Transportation of Alcoholic Beverages, Relating to Forfeitures of Property for Violations of Alcoholic Beverage Laws, and Relating to Violations of Alcoholic Beverage Laws.
Refer to the Labor and Commerce and Judiciary Committees.
House Bill 374 by the House Special Committee on Ways and Means, entitled An Act Relating to Establishment of a Retirement Benefit Liability Account in the Department of Revenue and Redirecting Deposit of Annual Dividends of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to that account and providing for an effective date.
For the Special Committee on Ways and Means, State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 375 by the House Special Committee on Ways and Means, entitled An Act Relating to the Retirement Benefit Liability Account and Appropriations from that account relating to deposits of certain income earned on money received as a result of State versus Amerata Hess et al. 1 JU 77847 CIV Superior Court, First Judicial District, and providing for an effective date.
You know what all that means? Refer to the Special Committee on Ways and Means, State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 376 by the House Special Committee on Ways and Means, entitled An Act Making Appropriations to Fund the Teachers Retirement System Liability Account and the Public Employees Retirement System Liability Account and Providing for an Effective Date.
Refer to the Finance Committee.
There are no further bills for introduction.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, to please read the first item on today's agenda.
House Resolution 11 by Representative Anderson by request relating to amending House Resolution 8 pertaining to the House Task Force on Alaska Gaming Policy.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last year we adopted the measure as referenced by the clerk, House Resolution 8, which established a task force that we set up this summer. Colleagues of ours from District 20 and from District 16 were on that task force with myself, assessing by doing kind of a national study and looking at Alaska statutes and municipal ordinances on the efficacy and viability of a gaming task force commission. Commission. As we went through, we had a meeting approximately once a month, and we analyzed that. We couldn't come to an ultimate conclusion because I think in the report we wanted to give a prototype or a hypothetical commission from which legislators could look at and either support or not support, decide to do legislation to adopt or not. As a result of that, we decided at our last meeting in December to extend the task force, and the task force members unanimously concurred, and so I've offered this House resolution to extend that. I think the date is till March 31st, and we'll have a report ready, and we intend to meet once this is approved by this body next week and then finish the report within the next 2 months. So I urge your support so we can complete the mission we were assigned to do last session.
Is there other debate on the resolution? Are you ready for the Representative Crawford? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just not sure whether we should extend the time on doing the term paper. I mean, I had lots of classes in high school and college where I had a deadline to meet. It seems to me that this commission was set up to look into it. Of the meetings that I attended, it seemed to me there was no consensus among the committee that they should have a gaming commission, that they should broaden the powers, or that there was a real need to go past what we have today. And I have a lot of trepidation that that extending this commission is only because the people that wanted to have a gaming commission didn't get the answer that they wanted in the preceding meetings, and that they're trying to extend it so that maybe they can get the answer they want later on. I'm going to vote against extending the time. I just thought I needed to comment on that. Thank you.
Brief at ease. House, come back to order. Is there any other debate on House Resolution 11? Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I concur with some of the comments made by the previous speaker from East Anchorage that probably didn't get to the conclusion that some proponents wanted it to get to. Regarding the late project, I did all my homework and attended every minute of class, I think I was the only legislator there that was there every meeting because of conflicts and so forth. But on that part, I did my work. I'm a critic of gambling expansion, but I had qualms about adding extra time to this, but I think one of the deficiencies of the first round of meetings was that there wasn't really a lot of public input on a subject where the public has some very strong felt feelings, certainly on both sides, and there wasn't really a forum for public input and testimony. The testimony we had was largely by invitation, and this is a subject that the citizens of Alaska should give us their input on, and if nothing else, I want a chance for to have them to let us know how they feel, and I hope they agree with the positions that I and others have here. But, I think there was a consensus out of the task force is that a commission should not have the powers to expand gaming as legislation in the process and an attempted initiative would allow. So I'd like a lot more public scrutiny on this issue, a lot more debate, and if this is the vehicle to allow that, despite my qualms about expansive casinos and other electronic machinations of gaming expansion, I'll extend the task force and try to continue to be a constructive participant in the process, allowing for more public input.
Other debate? Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The original resolution, House Resolution 8, if I may quote from this, please.
Without objection.
Required that the task force, the House Task Force on Alaska Gaming Policy, conduct research and make recommendations to the legislature relating to the pros and cons of establishing a gaming commission, and if a gaming commission is recommended, what the composition and responsibilities of it should be, what the gaming activities should be if they are permitted, and make other findings. The task force itself is a task force of some 9 people. The chair of Labor and Commerce, the representative from Chugiak, and myself being the members of this body. We have a representative of the Department of Revenue, Mr. Jerry Burnett, Steve Borscherding of Gold Cash Bingo, Chuck Edwards of Bradley House, Bob Losher of an Alaska Native Brotherhood, Ron Otte of Purcell Services, a former trooper, Jack Powers of Powers Bingo and Public Relations, Devery Prince, public member from Allstate, and John Regan from Spinard Lions, as well as Fred Richardson from American Legion. We've met a number of times. These people come from all spectrums of the political map, from all aspects of the public who are interested in the subject. I think people bring with them, as they do to any task force, their own background and their own philosophies, and that's a good thing in this case. I have been impressed with the dedication of the members and the amount of time that's been taken. We've had a number of meetings, and it's taken a while for the members to learn what the various issues are. We've had sessions on Indian gaming, sessions from the Department of Revenue on what their needs are. We've talked about the rules in other states, and we've come to a number of conclusions and done some of the work, but not all of it. Some of the conclusions of the task force have been that there should be clearly defined penalties, that there should be increased prosecution of currently illegal after-hours gaming establishments. I'm sorry, increased prosecution of currently illegal establishments, regulation of online gaming, additional funding for investigators, and finally that the power to expand gaming should remain with the legislature. We are in the process now of looking at the best laws from other states, how other states have handled this issue. And we are at the point now, and I think the members of the commission think that it's incumbent upon us to look at whether there should be a gaming commission. This is separate from the issue of whether gaming should be expanded in this state. I think there was a very strong majority that the legislative powers should not be turned over to a gaming commission. However, there was also some testimony that we need to have good, tight oversight and regulation of the currently existing gaming. And the question, at least in this member's mind, was whether it would be helpful to have an independent gaming commission to oversee the Department of Revenue, and if that's the proper department that should be overseeing gaming, or if whether it should be in public safety or another commission or another department. These are questions that are extremely important, And I made the motion that we extend the commission for the 2 months to complete our report and another month to wind up the affairs and testify before legislative committees do that sort of thing as necessary. The current House Joint Resolution 8 said we complete our work on date X and then have another month to wind up our affairs and testify before commissions, committees, and stuff like that. And that's the way this has been drafted. The commission is proceeding apace. I think we'll have a good report. I don't know where it'll come out, but I think that we need to have the public, additional public input and the time to do the job and to get the proper enforcement over the gaming industry that we need in the state. Thank you very much.
Other debate? Representative Cott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think the previous speaker makes some good points. And again, this particular resolution does nothing more than to extend what this body already passed last year. There was a report that was required back to us in January. That task force, for whatever reason, couldn't meet that deadline. So what they're asking for now is an additional 2 months to come up with whatever kind of resolution they can come up with among themselves. One of the impetus for this resolution, the initial one, was to come up with a scheme for what this commission should look like and what responsibilities they should have. I think that was an important part of the mix that was not accomplished and that still needs to be evaluated and decided upon as to which direction the task force wants to head in regards to what that commission's responsibilities should be. Independent of passage of this, I would remind the body that this body passed a piece of legislation that I won't refer to, that's on the other side, that does in fact create a commission. But what we were looking at when we introduced the original resolution was to get some finite details on what that commission's responsibilities and duties should be. I think that's important as the other piece of legislation moves through the system. I think that was going to be supplemental piece of data that would be utilized as we formulate whether or not we want to have a commission in the state that will tighten the screws on the existing apparatus that's currently in the Department of Revenue. So I would ask the members to support the resolution, give the task force the opportunity to continue to evaluate over the next 2 months and come back to this body with their recommendations.
Another debate. You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Resolution 11 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the... Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
24 yeas, 10 nays.
And so with a vote of 24 yeas and 10 nays, House Resolution 11 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, do you have any other items on today's calendar?
There's citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objections, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Do we have any unfinished business? Lots of it, but I don't know if we're... Let's talk about it or not. Okay, do we have any committee announcements? Representative Samuels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Oil and Gas Committee will meet at 5 o'clock today to hear an overview from the Division of Oil and Gas. And tomorrow in the Senate Finance Room, there will be a joint resource meeting at 1 o'clock having an overview of DNR, and at 3 o'clock getting a presentation on the governor's profit sharing tax. And then throughout the day tomorrow, the selection committee for the OVR director's position will be held throughout the day. We're interviewing people. The members on that committee are the minority leader, myself, and the representative from Chubiak.
Probably a good idea if members would go there tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Get educated.
I think that 3 o'clock would be a very good thing to attend tomorrow.
excuse me. Representative Amherst.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning.
Another good thing for the members to participate in today at 1 o'clock would be Meth 101. It's fascinating. The Department of Public Safety made a presentation of this in Fairbanks earlier, and it's truly fascinating, enlightening. It's like visiting a nightmare. But it would be worthwhile for members, and I'll be at 1 o'clock in room 106 today. I would encourage folks to stop by there, and visually you'll grasp it pretty quickly. Thanks.
Other committee announcements? Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, today in finance we'll have the presentation by the Department of Revenue, and they'll be talking about our current oil production, oil prices, and future oil production, oil prices. And also after that, then we'll be taking up a bill dealing with the 90-day session. So please join us if you can.
Better hurry up and take it up. The 90 days will be up already. Mr. Minority Leader, any committee announcements?
Next year.
Okay. All right, then, let's move on to special orders. Are there any special orders? Representative Capster, I see you getting ready to get up.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of doing the...
On your topic?
The Conference of Young Alaskans.
Conference of Young Alaskans, and you qualify for that. Representative Capster.
Thank you. Not quite. The upper age limit, I think, was 25 or 26, somewhere in there. But a lot of young people came from around the state, 54 to be exact, to pay honor to the delegates from the Constitutional Convention and also to look at our future. And they had four areas that they were looking at: leadership, education, natural resources, healthy communities, and the Alaskan spirit. And by the end of the conference, everyone in the audience, including Victor Fisher and Katie Hurley and President Mark Hamilton and many other notable Alaskans, were, and including myself, were very optimistic about our future. These young Alaskans, high school age to actually potential House candidates who sat in on this, were very open-minded. They worked well with each other through differing opinions and came up with some really exciting ideas. And I just want to commend them for their hard work this weekend. Thank you.
Representative Cisna.
Mr. Speaker, may we turn up the calendar to other announcements?
Uh-huh. Calendar to other announcements, wherever that is.
Just one little step there. And Mr. Speaker, I'd like to invite everyone in the body to the First Health Caucus for this year. It's tomorrow at noon. And our topic is going to be a very important one to the state, and a topic that actually is probably one of the greatest cost drivers in our state budget, and that's alcohol and alcohol abuse. And we're the topic is called Alcohol, the Great Destroyer. There's going to be several people speaking who are going to give us very important information, both on treatment and a large report on actually the actual costs of alcoholism in Alaska is going to be given. And this is new information that should be very important to all of us because it really does affect our budget. And so there will be lunch served. It's light, it's healthy, and it shall be a very interesting meeting, and hope you come. Thank you. It's noon in the Butrovich room tomorrow.
Noon in the Butrovich room tomorrow. Mr. McGuire, back under special orders or still under committee announcements?
Under general announcements.
Under committee announcements. Go ahead. General
announcements. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been asked by the member from Wrangell to announce that on January 18th in the Terry Miller building over in the gym where we had the health fair, Intranasal flu vaccines, which is the mist, that is available to adults 18 to 49, so long as you're not pregnant or there's a list of other health disorders, because it does contain the live particles of the vaccine, but they will be available over there at no cost. So for any of the lawmakers and staff in the building that haven't done it, this is a good idea. We come in contact with a lot of people, and I would appreciate it if you get your flu vaccine. So it'll be on the 18th.
Okay. Do we have any other announcements, or do we want to go back to special orders? Representative Salmon, under special orders?
Special orders, Mr. Speaker. Under the honoring of Martin Luther King.
Honoring Dr. Martin Luther King. Representative Salmon.
Thank you. First of all, there's several things I'd like to express and how we interpret this day, like yesterday. Martin Luther King stood up a lot for the black people, but yet it spills over into the other ethnic groups, such as the American Indians, the Japanese, the Aleuts. You could look at it. It spills down to other groups. He's fighting for the equal rights and the discrimination of these people. And he's doing it with a, I think, a fine job of not going to the areas where we're destroying people, try to do it in up front, out in the open. And this country has a reputation of a lot of discrimination throughout its past, since Chris arrived, I should say. Speaking of Christopher Columbus, there's also a misconception of how he discovered America. And I was taught in school that he discovered America, but later on I found out that how can you discover something or somebody or somewhere when there's already people there? So that's a misconception of history, you know? It depends on whose eyes you're seeing it from. So I have doubt in my mind whether Christopher Columbus discovered America, and to this day I still debate that. But we look at the history of the United States, we see slavery in the past, we see reservations, we still see that today, we see segregation, we saw that back in the 60s. And when we come to Alaska, we see another source of discrimination, which is the state versus the tribal government. And we need to bring that out in the open. And that I try to do while I'm here. It's not only my job, it's your job. It's all our jobs to fight against discrimination, injustice, each day that we live. We take it for granted. Sometimes we discriminate indiscriminately. Sometimes we laugh about different races. I do that myself. I'm not blaming anybody, but we do it indiscriminately. And the children pick up on this, and they do it indiscriminately. And to me, that's not right. We need to fight this every day. The state must come together. I mean, we're people. I don't care what color they are. When you talk about school children, we don't say, gee, what color is he? We think about children as loving little child growing up. We don't discriminate against them. So we need to think of what Martin Luther King stood for. It's not only for the black people, it's for all colors, whether you're white, whether you're black, I don't care what color you are. A lot of people think that discrimination is something we should hide. I don't think we should hide it. I think we should bring it out into the open and face it. It's there. We see it every day, if not every other day. Depends on what person you talk to. You see more in the south, and as it filters up north, you see it less and less, but yet it's there. We're not going to overcome it in our lifetime. but yet we must fight against it. This gallery right behind me, Elizabeth Pradovich, is a good example of what she fought for. It ain't no different than Martin Luther King. Same idea. With that, I'll tell you the rest of the story next year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other special orders? Other special orders, Representative Lynn.
The topic is better than yesterday, not as good as tomorrow.
Whatever you just said, without objection.
That's right. Mr. Speaker, I think that all of us honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think he was successful because he had a positive message. He was an optimist and not a pessimist. He was inclusive and had a kind heart. He brought people together. He did not divide them. And I think those are the qualities all of us should aspire to. And I think Dr. Martin Luther King was a good example. And he always had the philosophy, as I said, better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow.
Other special orders? Senator Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. The House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, January 18th.
Without objection.